Hello, all my naughty boys and girls of Literotica. This is normally where I would put the newsy portion of my intro, where I tell you all about the things I'm doing and where to find me. However, there are rules against advertising and promotion in stories on Literotica, so you'll have to find me all on your own. Feedback is welcome and appreciated. Hint, hint. You get the idea. Hello, all my naughty boys and girls of Literotica. Happy summer. Are you enjoying the sunshine? Is your garden abloom? Well, you know, my most prolific crop is dirty thoughts, and it's a good year in Raven's garden. Okay, this audio is my entry into Literotica's Nude Day contest. So I think it's somewhere in the rules that you must be nude to listen. Hey, this is not coming from me. It's Literotica. And rules are rules. So strip. Hey, take them off slowly. I want to savor the grand reveal. Okay, enough playing around. Or is it? In fact, this audio is all about playing and learning to play. I think you're really going to enjoy it. When you're all done and you've cleaned yourself up and caught your breath, don't forget to vote. Just click that fifth star. It gets me all hot and bothered when you do. So sit back, relax, and let me take you into my fantasy. All That Jazz, written and performed by Raven Fox of Raven Fox Audio. All characters in this story are 18 years or older. Distribution of this recording for commercial purposes is prohibited. You're forcing it, and you're getting off time. Take a deep breath. Now blow it out. Good. Now, I want you to try again. This time, make sure you utilize good breath control. Good. Breathe. Much better, Roy. Just keep watching your timing and relax. Your fingers know what to do, but you've got to stop overthinking it. Let the music flow out of your soul, through your hands, into your saxophone, and out into the world for others to enjoy. It's all in there. You just have to set it free. Now, play it through a couple of times. I can last 5 more minutes, even though this lesson has dragged on for what seems like hours. Maybe Roy's twin brother will be here early to pick him up. Probably not. He's always right on time. Admirable for a college student, only 19. Most of them seem a bit flighty at times. But then, they all seem so young to me now that I'm 40. 20-year-olds seem like babies. Roy picking up the saxophone at such an advanced age is actually admirable. He's trying to develop some refinement and culture. Okay, he's probably just trying to get girls, but nevertheless, culture and refinement can be the byproduct of his hormones. He's a good boy. I'm just not in the mood to be teaching beginners. I guess it's because Devin is my last student today. Devin Franklin. She's been coming to me for jazz piano lessons for 4 years now. I can't believe it's been that long. She was such a pleasure to teach, right from day one. So quick, so intuitive. I realized the other day that I had watched Devin grow from a beautiful, intelligent, focused adolescent into the young adult she was today. She's 18 now. Still so young. She might have gone a different route. She could have been a young mother. She didn't lack for boys interested, from what her mother's told me. She could have been one of those popular mean girls, too. She has the looks for it. But thankfully, not the personality. Devin has always been all about music and her grades. And her 4-year scholarship to the University of the Pacific in Stockton proved that quite nicely. I'm really proud of my student. She is exceptional in so many ways. I find myself worrying about how much I'll miss her when she leaves for college. I'll miss the way she scrunches up her forehead when she's tackling a challenging piece. I'll miss the way her hands glide across the piano keys so gracefully. The way she closes her eyes when she feels the music inside her. Oh, Devin, I'm gonna miss you. Well, for reasons I can't even begin to think about because they would be totally inappropriate. Good work today, Roy. I see your brother's pulling up now. See you next Tuesday.
My last lesson with Miss London. I know I should be happy and proud to be moving on, starting school, doing what I love. But I'm going to miss her so much. She taught me everything about music. I can't imagine not seeing her every Tuesday. She's my mentor. But she's more than that. Well, at least in my mind she is. What would a beautiful, sophisticated, cultured woman like Miss Dina London think if she knew her barely 18-year-old student was in love with her? She'd probably laugh at me, pat me on the head or something. She'd probably tell me I still had living to do before I could be in love with someone, or tell me that music should be my first love. But to me, she is music. She's, oh, who am I kidding? She's completely unobtainable.
Come in, Devin.
Sorry I'm a little late, Miss London.
It's fine. I would say let's not make a habit of it, but I don't think there's enough time left to make new habits. Are you all packed for school? When do you leave?
Almost. I leave on Thursday. My parents want me to have the weekend to settle in before classes start. I saw pictures of my room, and I even met my suitemates over Skype last night. They seem nice.
You don't seem very excited, though. Nervous?
I guess so.
Maybe a good practice session will calm those butterflies. Have you had time to work on the new interpretation for Stardust?
A little. I didn't get to practice the piece as much as I usually do.
It's fine. Let's just get started. See how you're coming along with it.
Okay, sure.
You're not breathing like you should be, Devin. Relax your shoulders. Don't fight the piano. That's better. you've played more challenging pieces. This is just about your interpretation, your own feelings about it.
I'm sorry, I just...
It's okay. Start again, remember to breathe, and don't show me how everyone else plays this song. Show me how Devin Franklin plays it. Relax.
I don't think I'm giving you what you're asking me for. I'm sorry, Miss London.
You're still only playing the notes. You're holding back your soul, Devin. If you can't share your soul, then you can't really be a musician, especially a jazz musician. Jazz is one-third skill, one-third style, one-third heart, and one-third soul, which adds up to more than one, because jazz is just too big to sum up. But if you're going to realize your full potential, you've got to stop holding back your heart and soul. It's more than just notes on paper. It's more than clever improv. If you don't feel it, you can't really play it. So, I have an idea for you. It might help. In order to really break you out of your comfort zone, to teach you how to leave it all on the piano keys, so to speak, I want you to practice nude.
Nude? Are you joking, Miss London?
No. I'm being serious. Unless you want to continue to be clinical, you should try playing in the nude. Take away that last barrier between you and the music.
Do you mean at home?
No. I mean right now. Here, with me. You can't be exposed if you're the only one in the room.
And you really think that will take my music to the next level?
I believe it will. Yes. Are you willing to try?
Yes, Miss London. I would do anything for you. Should I undress right here?
If you like. I can't believe this is really happening. My beautiful protege is taking off her clothes right in front of me, looking at me. Really staring at me as she does it. Her skin is just flawless. Of course, she's wearing simple white cotton panties and bra. A beauty like Devin doesn't need fancy, frilly underthings. She knows who she is. She's comfortable in her own skin. It's like watching a butterfly come out of her cocoon.
This actually feels free. Like I'm more alive now that I'm not wearing my clothes.
Sit back down, Devin. Play the piece again. You know the notes already, so just close your eyes and share your soul with me. Devin, you inspire me. You never fail to rise to a challenge. And the difference is amazing. I have to admit that part of me just wanted to see your beautiful, untouched body before you left my studio for good. But playing in the nude really has opened you up. You're brilliant. You're stunning. I am going to miss you so much.
I'm playing Stardust, naked, in front of my mentor, Dina London. This is surreal. I'm not even feeling all that self-conscious. That's sort of odd, too, considering no one has ever seen me naked before. As an adult, anyway. And I'm playing better. I'm just feeling the notes coursing through my body. I'm becoming the music. I can feel myself sharing my soul with Miss London, just like she wanted. But I can't stop thinking that I want to share even more with her. My heart, my body. She'd probably call me a presumptuous child and tell me to leave her music studio and never return. But I can see the way she's watching me. Is it just about the music? Am I reading more into the look on her face because I'm sitting here completely exposed to her? I don't know. I don't have any experience with this sort of thing. I never wanted to be looked at, or more, touched. But I do. I want Miss London to touch me. Please, Miss London. Dina. Oh, please, Dina. Touch me.
You're doing so well, Devon. Don't stop. Keep playing. I'm going to put my hand on your shoulder. Don't let me distract you. Continue to feel the music from your soul all the way to your fingers on the keys. Just a hand on her shoulder. She's played with my hand on her shoulder before. This isn't so different, is it? Our skin is just as soft as it looked.
Like silk. Her hand is so warm and soft. I wonder if her lips are as soft. Oh my God. I want Miss London to kiss me.
Devon. Oh, I'm just lost. Lost in this beautiful girl. Should I? Do I dare? Will she push me away if I kiss her? I'm burning for her. I have to try. I have nothing left to lose.
I have to kiss you. Then kiss me.
This isn't right, Devon. Is it? Tell me if you want me to stop.
But I don't want you to stop, Miss London. I mean, Dina. I don't want you to stop kissing me, Dina. I want you to do much more than just kiss me. Is that wrong?
I want that too. And it doesn't feel wrong. It feels natural.
I've never...
been with a woman?
Been with anyone. I've kissed 3 people. 2 boys and a girl. The girl felt me up a little. Then her mom came back home, and that was the end of that. I know there's more to it than that.
Yes, there's more. But are you sure I'm the right one?
Yes, I'm sure, Miss London. I've been in love with you since I was 15 years old. You're the right one. You're the only one. Please, just tell me what to do. Teach me.
I've always taught you. Oh, my beautiful girl.
Shouldn't you be wearing fewer clothes?
Eventually. You have beautiful breasts, Devon. Does this feel good?
Yes. Oh. It didn't feel like that when Audrey felt me up.
Your nipples are so hard. Just from my touch. Oh. Responsive. Oh. Very nice.
Oh. Can I see yours?
Of course, my lovely.
Yours are bigger.
But yours are perkier.
Well, both sets are nice. I'd like to kiss yours, like you kissed mine.
Please do. Oh. 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 Go to my bedroom?
No. This may sound strange, but here in this studio is where I fell in love with you. It feels like this should be where you take my virginity.
On the piano, then?
On the piano. Yes.
It's where I've imagined you so often. Your soft body against the hard, cold piano. Me playing you like you've played the keys so many times. Lay back, Devon. It's okay. Just trust me. I'm gonna make you feel so good. Can you spread your legs for me? Don't be nervous.
I'm trying not to be. What are you gonna do?
Cunnilingus. I'm gonna use my mouth. Here. And my fingers. I'm gonna bring you to orgasm.
What should I do to help?
Just relax and enjoy, my beautiful girl. Whatever you normally do when you masturbate. You have masturbated, haven't you, Devon?
I think so. Well, yes, I have masturbated a few times. I just didn't have an orgasm.
Never?
I must not have been doing it right.
That's okay. I'll teach you how to bring yourself to orgasm. Every woman should know.
What are you doing now?
I'm just... running my fingers up and down your outer labia, the lips. They're so smooth. Do you wax?
No, I just never grew much hair down there. Is that okay?
It's beautiful.
Oh.
So beautiful. Soft. Now I'm touching your inner labia. They're more sensitive, aren't they?
much. Oh, Dina.
I'm going to put a finger inside you now, Devon. Just relax.
Relax? Oh, I don't know if that's possible. Could you put another one in there? That feels so good.
Yes, my darling. There you go. Oh, you're so wet. Do you know where your clitoris is, Devon?
I think so.
Right here.
Oh, God. What are you doing?
I'm gently rubbing circles around your clit while I penetrate you with two fingers. Do you like that?
Oh, Miss London, I like it a lot.
This is where most women need to concentrate their activity. They want to have an orgasm. I can go a bit faster. Or a little harder. It all depends on what you like.
I like it all.
The beginning of an orgasm feels differently for each woman, but most have a feeling of a buildup of pressure and sensation. If I continue to stimulate your clit with my finger, you'll eventually release all that pressure with an orgasm.
I think I feel what you're talking about. It wasn't this intense when I masturbated. Oh my God.
Oh. Would you like me to use my tongue now?
Oh my God, this is really happening.
Are you sure you still want it to?
Yes! Definitely yes. If you stop, I think I might die. Please, please use your tongue on me, Miss London.
Scoot yourself closer to the edge of the piano, Devon. I want you to put your legs on my shoulders.
Okay.
I want you to be comfortable. That's it. Remember, just trust me, darling.
Oh.
If it gets to be too much, tell me and I'll stop. Go faster with my fingers, Devon. You like that, sweetheart? Is that good? I love licking you. You're delicious. I'm gonna suck on your clit now, baby. You're gonna come for me. You ready? Just let it happen. Don't worry. You're doing just fine.
For what that was.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
aren't you supposed to have an orgasm, too? And you still have your skirt on.
That's all right. I wanted this to be special for you.
Miss London.
Are you ever going to remember to call me Dina? I mean, in light of what we've just shared, Miss London seems a bit formal.
I kind of like it that way, though. But I can try to call you Dina as well. Anyway, would you do something for me?
Anything, my beauty.
It's sort of a fantasy I've had about you. I want to play and watch you play.
The piano?
Sort of. In my fantasy, I play the piano and watch you masturbate on top of the piano.
Oh, my.
If it's too weird, you don't have to do it.
No, it's just... it's perfectly fine. I would love to perform for you while you play for me. Can you see?
Everything. Oh, Miss London. You're so beautiful. Shall we begin?
Yes, Devon. We should.
I've been working on this piece at home. I was going to just play it for you during our last lesson together. Sort of a goodbye. But since there's no way I won't be here during school breaks, we'll just call this a thank you gift for today. Now, perform for me, Miss London, while I play for you. Oh.
Oh, Devon, that was, you're so talented, just amazing.
That's because I have an amazing teacher, Miss London.
And I still have so much to teach you.
I'm yours. I've always been yours.
Somebody loves you, it's no good unless they love you all the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you all the way. Taller than the tallest trees, that's how it's gotta be. Deeper than a deep blue sea is, that's how deep it goes, if it's real. When somebody needs you, it's no good unless they need you all the way. Through the good old lean years and for all those in between years, come what may. Who knows where the road, only a fool would say. 'Cause if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way. What may. love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you.